Hey guys.
Hello.
How are you? Have you been shining?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So welcome today to the Shine series. So last week we learned how to master our message with the different verses as you see. Guys, if you didn't come last week, the handouts that we got of the verses, they'll be at the back if you want to collect one at the back. So today we're going to be sharing our story part one. Look how cozy you are. So let's get cozy, guys. So has there been any event in your life that has made such a significant difference in your life that it made it to be before, then there was the event, and it was after? How your life was different before the event happened? Has there been anything like that in your life before? Well, okay, I can give an example of something like that. Okay, so I have a friend, and before the event, you know, he was wild and he would do all sorts of things, clubbing, girls, and whatnot, right? He was super wild. And then his dad passed on. And it became like such a spectacular thing, the pain. It caused him to reflect on his life. And since then, he looked out for God so that God could like remove that void in his life. And when that happened, he's changed so, like, I'm shocked when I see him. I'm like, is this you? You know, and like, you wouldn't believe it's him. He's so chilled and he's focused. Like, he is so focused. He has his priorities set. And I don't know. It's just like, wow, God, you just do great things, right? So I'm sure everybody has such an event before, not necessarily people passing on, but events where it changed your life in such a way you're like, wow, couldn't have been anybody but God that did this in my life. So we're going to share at our tables and turn to somebody next to you. Just share such an event that happened in your life that you're like, whoa, that's God.
Okay, sorry to interrupt for those who are still talking. All right.
Okay, well, when I was in grade 2, I had this big thing where I fell off a tree and like landed on the root and cracked my skull. And I went to the doctor and I'd lost parts of my balance system somehow. And then they told me that I'd never do sport and things like that. And then I got prayed for by the church and lots of other people. And then I walked into the doctor's room like, yeah. And I was healed, yeah.
Awesome. How great is God? Wow. So you see, guys, a lot of things can happen just because of God. Okay? So anyway, we're going to watch the video now. So, guys, as you can see, everybody has a story to tell about how Christ impacted their lives. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to get into small groups. Okay, we're already in groups, but we're going to share with each other, like, your faith story. Like, you know, your faith story can be divided into three stories. The before, what life was like before you trusted in Christ. What did you struggle with? Where you were looking for? Then, how you became a believer. How did you hear and respond to the gospel? And then after, what Jesus has been doing in your life since you put your trust in him. What have you gained as a result of following God? And then after that, think about your story in this way and pair up and take turns sharing it with each other. So first you have a deep, like, introspection, and then after 2 minutes you can share with those around you what your story is like. Awesome. Okay, guys, I know it was getting interesting and some people are still talking. I'm going to challenge you that this week that you share your story with those among you. I feel like if you share your story, it's way more deeper than actually going there and like, God created heaven and earth. What, not. Of course, we should share the gospel, but I feel like showing others that you're not perfect as well kind of draws them in than showing that front that, okay, I'm perfect, right? Because nobody's perfect. So let us pray, okay? Lord Jesus, we just come to you today. And we just bring our lives into your hands. And we just bring our this week into your hands. And we just ask that as this week starts, that you be with us and that you guide us, that you give us that motivation and that courage to actually
pull someone aside and tell them about our story and share with them how great you are and how great your love is and how you transformed our lives and how they can also be transformed. And just give us that quality to share and to listen and everything just to enhance your kingdom. We just ask that you be with us and that you protect us in everything that we do. We just ask all these things in your name we pray. Amen. So next week we'll be sharing our story part 2. Please don't miss out. It's going to be way deeper than this. All right then. Y'all guys can chill. I think we have 2-3 minutes before service finishes.